Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Welcome back, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you well. At this hour, I am talking to the Apostle Lesom Lukwane, who is on the line. Greetings to you, Apostle. Welcome, sir.
Praise and peace to you, Murugaga. Thank you so much for having me. What an honor to spend some time with you and our dearest family of Radio Pulpit.
I hope you're well, sir.
Murugaga, I'm always on top. I'm blessed and highly favored.
There we go. And of course, we are talking about how comfortable are spouses when the one spouse doesn't sleep at home. And it's not only pertaining to cheating, you know, but others are away on business. You know, others are away on family trips and all those kinds of things and stuff. Others are away because maybe they chose to take a vacation and stuff, but you can't take it with them because you got to work. Others are away because they basically maybe are at a conference. They are at a conference, they are away. Others are away because they just snuck out. Yeah, they are with someone. They are away and they just snuck out. There are no accountabilities as to where you're going and what. They talk things like nagiseki and all that and stuff. They're just away, you know? I don't know, but as a marital counselor, you also perhaps have met cases where spouses are talking about one of the strangest things, which is he or she didn't sleep at home. And I just let it slide because I thought, okay, they would change. But it seems to be happening nocturnally, you know? Once I least expected, thinking that someone has changed, boom, there it goes, nocturnally. You know, it just happens, just occurs. And this is just too much. Can't take it no more. Had enough of it. And at some stages, you will find others don't sleep at home because they said, and check this out. This sounds very, very, very much innocent. I just want to spend time with my own family, you know, and stuff. And then, you know, or so-and-so is not okay at home, or mom or dad is not okay, you know, or my sisters are not okay, or my brother, you know. So we felt we should, you know, be at the house, you know, pray perhaps maybe for 4 days and stuff. Sorry, Robalako. How comfortable should spouses be when the other doesn't sleep at home? Muruti?
Hey, you know, last week we discussed the issue of personal space in the marital relationship. And I must say that it's closely connected to what we are talking about today. But it's important to know that, you know, there are various reasons, like you rightly said, for one spouse not to sleep at home. As you rightly pointed out, it is actually those various reasons that determine the extent of comfortability that one spouse may have. And there are, you know, those who don't sleep at home, like you rightly said, for mischievous reasons. Some don't sleep at home, you know, due to work related issues. Some don't sleep at home due to health issues. You know, they might be at hospital. You know, they went to the doctor and the doctor said, we can't let you go home. You have to sleep because there's a situation with your pancreas, with your you know, your veins or whatever the case might be. And some may not be able to sleep at home, Pastor Ray, for various reasons. The other one could be, you know, the legal battles that they are facing, or the incarceration. Someone might have been exceeded speed limit, and they get caught or incarcerated. You know, Those are just some of the reasons. There are many. Like you said, the other one could have taken a vacation where they could not go together. Some, you know, take a vacation, they call it a me time, you know, not because you can't go with him or her, but because they choose, they decide to go alone. And, you know, that alone time is never alone time in most cases. However, every reason has its level of comfortability, you know. But generally speaking, you know, there is no comfort in sleeping alone at home when your spouse slept somewhere, you know, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
So I've seen people pass away, you know, who sleep on a chair beside their spouse in a hospital.
Sure.
You know, I've also seen some having nightmares when their spouses are, you know, are incarcerated or are not sleeping at home for whatever reason. I've also seen some people literally have sleepless nights when their spouses, you know, or their spouse is out of town, you know, or out of the country due to work-related trips or due to holiday, you know. But I know some who are completely uncomfortable with their spouses not sleeping at home. There are some women who are forced to sleep alone, Pastor Ray, when their husbands are on a, you know, drinking spree with their peers. There are some who sleep alone because their spouses had to sleep at a friend's place, you know, expressing that, you know, they just want, you know, some me time, or they just want, need a space, they need some space. You know, there are some who claim that they need a time away when they really want a space, or they really want to spend some time with their roll-ons, or their side chicks, or their side dishes, or girlfriends, or boyfriends, and things like that. I must not create an impression, however, that it's only men who do this. Although it's more men who often practice this behavior, it is important to balance the facts. Personally, I have encountered women who have a tendency of not sleeping at home for the same reasons men would not sleep at home. There are some women who sleep somewhere, you know, leaving their husbands at home. As such, there are several men who are not only uncomfortable, but are hurting due to their wives not sleeping at home. You know, there are some who will, you know, claim that they want to, they really want a me time, like I said earlier on. They want to be alone, when in actual fact, they want to spend time with someone else. This practice makes lots of people completely uncomfortable, you know, in their marriage, because their spouses are not sleeping or, you know, with them at home, personally.
Now, the very fact that, and the question is, how comfortable are spouses when the other one? And the very fact is that also, as you say, we see in most instances that there would be histories, you know, of infidelity. And that would make, even if it is just a business trip, the other spouse would feel very much less comfortable. Even though if that spouse will not do anything sinister, but because there is a history of a behavior as such, it makes the other one to be uncomfortable. You know, to say, "Ish, I hope what happened 2019 doesn't happen today." You know?
Yeah.
Even though you see the spouse has taken a couple of trips and stuff, and then you do video phones and all that, and you are satisfied and all those kinds of things and stuff, but something happened in the past that in the light of what has happened after that, which is faithfulness and all that, still makes the other spouse uncomfortable. What's your take there?
Absolutely. It's very true, Pastor Ray. You know, based on what you just alluded to, the history of infidelity can make the other spouse completely uncomfortable when his or her spouse has to sleep, you know, somewhere else outside their home. Whether they are sleeping at their friend's house, or they are sleeping, you know, at their parents' home, or they went out on a business trip or whatever it is, you know, due to the fact that, you know, something sinister happened some years back, some weeks back, some months back, when duty calls, you are very much uncomfortable to let your spouse sleep there alone, you know, knowing that the very same thing could occur. You know, and that's, you know, just some of the things that makes some spouses uncomfortable when their significant others are sleeping elsewhere outside their homes.
All right, when we come back, let's look at some moments that would depict as to how comfortable would their spouse be if their spouse did not sleep at home or will not have to sleep at home because of a variety of reasons.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Welcome back, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you in a mighty way. And of course, we are together throughout up to the hour. Midnight, I'm talking to the Apostle Lesemo Mulukwane. How comfortable are spouses when their spouse do not sleep at home? It's not necessarily that maybe they've gone to cheat and stuff, but they've gone perhaps maybe on business and stuff. We spoke about the issue of historicity. That is when if one spouse was somewhat, somehow unfaithful, you know, and it dug deeply hurting the marriage, even though that they reconciled, when the one realizes that this other has to go on a business trip, it will always make them uncomfortable, very less comfortable, because they would reminisce about what had taken place, unless there had been a total healing of a sort. Secondly, another moment where you would see whether the spouse becomes comfortable or not is basically when one goes to an extent of realizing, Muruti, that, you know, the phones, they just become off. There's no communication. You know, Muruti, there's no communication in any way whatsoever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Salo ya kwale, ntoi remitting fella ki hashtag I've landed. Wawa.
Hey.
From there, we tried to call you, man. Tried to call you. Hey, ki voicemail. You know?
Yeah.
The messages that they are sending, they're not even blue ticking, you know? To show, hey, who's all late with her? And it would make the spouse uncomfortable, you know,
yeah.
that all of a sudden there is a bit of a very sinister behavior that takes place. The other one would be in cases where one goes away and the other one is, okay, the one that goes away is so happy to go away, Buruti, ne? So
yeah.
happy. And it makes the other suspicious. Rao, karmuto utavela hutamaya. Aska balinna. King tonati. Waibona ne.
Yeah.
Ukaruna len try to be sting. Then utofoneli wa 24/7 and you'll be inspected 24/7. The hawks will be on you. And then and then also the fourth one, it is basically when one knows hore. If the other one goes, when they come back, they will meet an attitude of some sort. Now, let me put it this way. When the one goes and then maybe on business or not, when they come back, they look down at their spouse. You know, either maybe you've seen other women there who are, you know, and you look down at the current situation that your family is at and you speak low. You know,
yeah.
you speak low and you don't realize that you are actually hurting your spouse. That is also the case. Mm-hmm.
What can say? Absolutely, Pastor Ray. I do concur with you. You know, like you rightly said, you know, on we spoke about some spouses feeling less comfortable because of the history of cheating. You know, so when the other one goes, leaving the one who is left, does not feel comfortable. But the opposite also happens when the one who is gone does not feel comfortable that he or she left a spouse at home because of that very same issue.
Yeah.
You know.
When the cat is gone.
When the cat is gone. You know.
So
this other one, I know a story of a gentleman. He was a friend of mine. You know, this man would go out on, soldiers are deployed.
Yeah,
it's a deployment.
Yeah.
So this guy was deployed outside the country, and when he came back, he found out that his wife was busy, you know, with other men, you know. And this exactly that will make, you know, the other spouse uncomfortable for leaving his or her spouse at home, you know. It is not always those who have gone out who are mischievous, you know. But also those who are left behind, you know, can be quite mischievous. The one who is gone may feel very much uncomfortable or less comfortable because he or she has left their spouse at home, you know, because of this history that we are talking about, the cheating history. And again, you spoke about something very, very important that I've seen, you know, in many relationships. You know, it has broken many relationships. It has hurt many relationships, the less communication or no communication at all. Mm. When, you know, your spouse is gone and, you know, they don't communicate. They don't tell you what's going on, if they are fine, what are they eating. That kind of communication, you know, if it's not there, it makes you less comfortable.
Mm.
Now, I spoke to another gentleman, he's a friend of mine, saying, you know, your wife is better, man. You know, he was complimenting my wife because I was with him, my wife was calling, I was answering calls, you know, all those things. And he said, you know, I envy you guys because with me, I will call my wife and she will not answer the call. She will not answer the phone.
Please.
And I will send a message to say, you know, I've arrived well, and she will not respond. You know, until I come back home, she will not return my call to say, I've seen, you know, your call. I have missed your call. What were you saying? Or how are you? How are you faring? How are you how is it going there? You know, she doesn't even know if I got an accident because I was driving, you know. So she does not return the calls. She does not call nor return calls.
Why is that?
You know, that is very painful. That is very painful. Although you when you get back home, you realize she has never gone out of the house. She's been with the kids at home, but it makes you less comfortable, you know. Whether she went out, you know, and left the phone at home. At least when she comes back, she must be able to check the phone and say, by the way, my hubby is not home. Let me check where he is. You know, so it is quite painful. It makes this man less comfortable. But it also happens to women who go out and they call their husbands. They don't answer the calls. And that makes them less comfortable. You know, Pastor Ray, I think a few weeks ago we spoke about this gentleman who had a smaller Nyana phone, you know. on his bike. So this man, when he is gone, obviously he will communicate with this roll-on or this side dish or this whatever, you know, with this small phone. And he will completely switch off this one, the main one, what do you call the main one?
Yeah.
The one with WhatsApp, the one with all these things, you know, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. It's in the main phone that the wife knows. But the smaller than the one is for mischievous purposes, you know. Those are just some of the reasons and the moments, you know, when the significant others or the spouses will not feel comfortable when they are away from their spouses. And the other one that you alluded to, Pastor Ray, is when the other one is happy to go without the other, you know. It will make the one who is left, you know, a bit uncomfortable, you know.
Yeah.
And again, on the flip side, it's when the other one says, no, you must go and have some time, go, you need this. And you will wonder, why is she pushing me? Why is he saying, I must go, knowing that I will be out of town for several weeks or out of the country for a month or so. Why is she pushing so hard that I must go? You know, that will make you a little bit uncomfortable. And of course, Pastor Ray, there are also moments when your spouse claims that, you know, they want to have a me time, like I said earlier on, or a time alone. And this makes his or her spouse completely uncomfortable. You know, there are moments when women go to Transvaal House, you know, to be serviced and claim that they went out with their friend.
For a massage. For a massage, a full body.
They were saying, though, they went for a full body massage, you know.
Yeah.
And this will make, you know, the spouse uncomfortable because when she comes back home, she does not want to service the husband, you know.
Yeah.
And maybe, like you said, she feels that the husband's electricity is always down. You know, there's always you know, what do they call it? Blackout or so they cannot handle that. They just want to have some time, full massage. It's just for us, you know. There are moments, personally, when women do such things and makes their husbands completely uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
There are also moments when men spend a night with a roll-on or a side dish and claim that they went to see their mom on the other side of town, or they visited their parents, their friends, or things like that. You know, and it makes their spouse completely uncomfortable, especially when there was no communication, like we said earlier on. When they don't communicate, they get to their parents' house or a parent's home, and they don't communicate. They don't tell their spouse, this is what I'm doing. I'm with mom, I'm with my siblings, and you can talk to them, things like that. And they just completely switch off their phones. That makes you know, makes them very suspicious. So there are also moments, first of all, when you know, spouses feel completely uncomfortable when their significant others are not sleeping at home, you know, due to the reasons that we alluded to. But there are others on the flip side who feel that it's a briefer for their spouses to, you know, to go out and not sleep at home. They feel that, what a briefer, you know. Like we said, they get excited that their spouses are going home, I mean, are going out, or they are being deployed. You know, they feel, what a briefer. You know, I will have, you know, some me time. I will have, you know, some space. I will have some air, you know. And they feel comfortable that their spouses are deployed outside the country or outside town or in another province or things like that. You know, or they have decided to go on a holiday, you know. They say, wow, you know, go and enjoy, go and have some time, because I need this space as well. I need this time as well. I need this brief as well, you know. So it can be quite surprising, but these things really happen, Pastor Ray.
Sure. When we come back, let's look at the effects. What this does, this uncomfortability and this sinister slipping over, slipping out, and all those kinds of things from both sides. What kind of effects are there?
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.
657 Media Wave Radio Pulpit, we trust you are well. Now, the repercussions can be quite dire. Trust is broken. Confidence is shattered. The love may find itself on the rocks. You know, the marriage itself may be on the rocks. And the other thing is that, you know, these aspects where you find one is sleeping outside because of some forbidden fruits, or even those ones who go to work and they're going to work outside, it's required of them to go and work elsewhere, and they know who you are. Yeah, no. The spouse who remains at home can either be transvalized. It can be, it can be a very big problem where they get the massage, comma boxing, and now it becomes a bit of a problem in that it would raise a lot of suspicion. So even if they communicate at times, Muruti, when the other one is away, it will be a communication of suspicion, uncomfortability, and tension. You know, I called you. I called you 10 minutes ago. You did not respond, or I called you an hour ago. You are responding now. What were you doing? What were you all about?
Yeah.
It can create fights and all those things, because trust has been shattered in a way that had led to that feeling of uncomfortability, which is a sad, thing. And then also you would see that there would be a continuous, no longer a call of saying, look, this is how things are happening at home, or this is how things are happening where I'm working and you know, deployed to and stuff. It won't be good news about that, but it will always be news like, yo, I wish you shouldn't call, or I wish I did not call. Because, you know, of the mistrust that is there. Perhaps the other one was asleep when you called, or the other one was busy with something else at home, home chores and stuff, or they were at the supermarket buying food with the kids and stuff and they did not respond, or the other one was in a meeting where they work and they did not respond. It would create all those kinds of things because of the uncomfortability which is brought by the distrust. Very important to look into those. Rudy?
Okay, Pastor Ray, you know, when trust is broken, you know, all these kind of things happen, you know. You look at, you know, your spouse with suspicions, whatever they do, whatever they say, you suspect them, you know, to be unfaithful, to be less truthful, because you don't trust them. When you don't trust your spouse, you know, it opens a door for quite a number of things. Sometimes it even leads to abuse. People who abuse others, it is because they don't trust them. You know, they will say, I want to correct this behavior. They will say, I don't like this behavior. I don't like this. You know, they will abuse them because they don't trust them. It is important for us to understand that when people become uncomfortable with when your spouse become uncomfortable with you sleeping outside their home, you know, it will lead to mistrust. You know, and when they don't trust you, like I said, it will open up to a number of things that you will not be able to endure. Like you rightly said, again, Pastor Ray, you know, about the issue of confidence, you know, confidence takes a tumble. It goes down because whether confidence in your spouse or confidence in yourself, you know, the esteem goes down. That's what confidence in self is all about, you know. You have less esteem, low self-esteem, and you have low confidence on your spouse. So this will definitely affect your marriage. And when your marriage is affected, sometimes when your spouse comes back, you will sleep in another bedroom because you feel like, you know, you don't trust them for coming back. Maybe they are coming back with diseases, you will say, because you don't trust them. You will say, you know, what were you doing when you were there? So you don't want to spend some time with them in the bedroom. You don't want to spend some time with them in the same bed. And you don't want them to massage you. You don't want them to satisfy you on the bed. And sometimes it is because you suspect them. There's nothing like that. Mm. And when you suspect them, they end up being, you know, hungry themselves. You know, they went out, they came back, and now they don't get what they are supposed to get, conjugal rights.
Mm.
So it becomes a serious problem. It goes on and on and on and on until it leads to divorce in most cases.
And that is how sad it becomes at times, where it can even lead to the breaking of marriage unless there is an apt intervention that would take place, something that we are going to look into when we come back, the need for intervention when that uncomfortability is there, and the need to communicate it quite properly and to deal with it, that it be out of the way. Right, when we come back.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Songs of Life.
Coming to the final part of the matter with the Apostle Leseo Molokwane. Moruti, there is need, as I said prior to the song, that there is a serious need for intervention. If there is no intervention, there's going to be a lot of problems. People have to deal with those things that make them uncomfortable so that they will be able to become, a spouse, a marriage, so that their marriage would become a marriage where spouses are trusting each other, where everything that has been taken away, you know, becomes restored. There's a need for intervention. There's a need for counseling. There's a need for healing. There's a need for talks, you know, with regards to marriages that are like that, because what we were talking about is indicative of a marriage that is sick. Even when these two are making sure that they bring bread on the table, their careers are booming, they just don't trust each other because of what had happened, because of the uncomfortability. But others are just not confident enough. Nothing bad has happened. There was no adultery that had taken place. They are just not comfortable when their spouse is away. You know, there needs to be an intervention to counsel, to bring assurances to that, so that there can be a peacefulness of a sort. Muruti?
Absolutely. I concur with you, Pastor Ray. There's a need for intervention. You know, people need to realize that, every marriage goes through those cycles, situations.
Mm.
But it is important to deal with them, because if you don't, seek intervention, then it will lead to what we spoke about when we, it will lead to dire effects, such as divorce and separation and all that. So there's a need for restoration of what I call fundamental pillars of, marriage or relationship. Mm. And trust is one of those fundamental pillars. Communication is one of those fundamental pillars. Love is one of those fundamental pillars.
Mm.
Respect is one of those fundamental pillars. And indeed, sometimes you may not know how to go about it. So that is why, there are marriage counselors, there are marriage therapists who will assist you in dealing with those situations. Sometimes it's spiritual. You don't know why you hate this man, possibly because of what happened, but there's some kind of hatred that is going on. That's when you need someone to pray for your marriage, someone to deal with that spirit that is intending to tear your marriage apart. Mm. So you can call us, you can, call someone, a marriage counselor, a pastor, a leader, who will assist you in that regard. Pastor Ray.
It's very important, therefore, that there be a correct intervention that takes place, correct counseling that takes place. And then it is good to also root out, you know, the causes of the uncomfortability that had ensued, you know. And then in most cases, it's valid. You know, you'd see that the uncomfortability has been caused by some a lot of mishaps, you know, and a lot of behaviors that are not, you know, suitable for anyone that is married, and then the need to undergo, you know, thorough counseling is important, and to deal with these two. Sometimes you find that the other one has been hurt for quite some time, and things have become so toxic that whatever it is that they do which involves them alone is always accorded that notion of untrustworthiness. That's a big problem. Anyway, that is where we wrap it up. And I want to say thank you so much to the Apostle Lesumu Lukwane. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, man of God. Blessings to you and your family.
And, of course, how do people connect with you, Muruti?
Pastor Ray, I'm on Facebook as Apostle Lesumu Lukwane. If you want to connect with me on Facebook, Apostle Lesumu Lukwane. And on Twitter, my Twitter handle is at Apostle Lesumu Lukwane. And on Instagram at Apostle Molokwane, and on WhatsApp, my number is 072-205-7696.
All right, and if people want to ask you to come and minister to them, do they contact you in the same way?
In the same way, Pastor Ray, or they can send an email. championoffaith@gmail.com. championoffaith@gmail.com. My number is 072-205-7696.
Absolutely. Hear many people saying, "Hey, Mona, how do we invite this man? How do we invite him?" There you go. You got it tonight. Muruti, thank you so much. Much blessing, sir.
Always a pleasure, sir. Blessings to you, sir. Have a glorious weekend ahead.
Thank you so much, Muruti, and of course the Apostle Lesumu Lukwane there. We talk again the coming week with him, and thankful to the Heavenly Father for his Holy Spirit who guides us into all truth. It is him who teaches us at all times. Have yourself a beautiful night.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.